And at that point, I realized that I couldn't do what sometimes I do, which is to try to keep all those things inside. And I realized the value of reaching out to my community. So that was one of the things that helped me get through that time. And of course, other people in the community felt the same way. So I realized the value of expressing what we were feeling and getting together with community. And then I thought, well, the inauguration is coming up. And I thought maybe I'd go to D.C., but I couldn't, for the Women's March, but I couldn't quite make that happen. And I said to myself, well, I really hope something's going on in Boulder as an alternative. And then I said, well, maybe I should just do something. So that was kind of the genesis of it. And then it became a idea of bringing nonprofits involved, because I think the other thing that people were feeling along with all the emotions was a desire to be a little more active. I think that energy arose in a lot of us. What can I do? How can I help? And the ball was a way of, one, coming together to celebrate, not be home on inauguration night, not being there, you know, watching reruns of Friends with a bottle of wine and a box of tissues, but being out and celebrating with our community. And the volunteer organizations are going to have ways for people to get involved in our local community.
Well, all of this is happening on the night of the inauguration.
It is.
January 20th. And at the Boulder Theatre, there will be the People's Inaugural Ball. And as you said, Charlie, it's a bolder response to the Presidential Inaugural Ball. And you've said that it's really more about moving into a place of connecting with other nonprofits or other like-minded folks, and kind of a place of positivity. Do you think people are moving from that phase of maybe being upset or shocked by the election results into action and into positivity?
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, that certainly was a motivation for me. And I think that shock is starting to wear off. But I think as the reality of inauguration comes up, I think that energy and people are rising again. So I'm thinking it's important for us all to have some outlets, some ways of connecting, and a way of caring for each other.
And so, as you said, there will be a lot of nonprofits there who will have an opportunity to showcase their work.
Right.
What's the commonality amongst them all, and what's their connection to maybe the election results?
Yes. Well, there's going to be about 12 nonprofits. And of course, there's actually hundreds of nonprofits in Boulder County. So I did work with the Boulder County Community Foundation. I reached out to them for some suggestions. And what I was looking for was a diverse group, but also a group of volunteer organizations that rely heavily on volunteers. Some organizations need volunteers more than others. So these particular organizations in general rely heavily on volunteer help and will need volunteers. So that was kind of the commonality. And then just also around diversity, social justice, and things that are immediate need in our community.
I know you have folks like Out Boulder. Mm-hmm. I know there's the Bridge House. Which other organizations then will you have
right
there?
We have Boulder County Care Connect. We have Food Rescue. We have Out Boulder County, Mental Health Partners, the AIDS Project. There is also going to be the Voices for Children, Safe House, Progressive Alliance of Nonviolence, the Bridge House, Intercambio, and Wildlands Restoration.
Well, this really is a fun event. You're going to have musicians Hazel Miller. There's going to be Matt Vorzimer, who's based in New York, but originally from Boulder. He's a
Correct.
DJ. Comedians. I mean, is this a kind of an effort to let's just forget for one night that there are some very serious issues, or are you embracing that as part of the lineup?
Well, it's kind of, Nancy Norton, who is a comedian, will be doing some social and political satire, but it is a night to really come out and have fun and celebrate and then enjoy ourselves and connect. And Hazel Miller's going to have some special guests. Chris Daniels is also going to be there. Michael Hornbuckle from Denver, a great blues musician, is also going to be there. And Matt Vorzimer, who is a Boulder High graduate and now a very successful jazz drummer in New York and also a DJ. And he is famous for his subway performances. And one of his subway performances went viral. He had this huge party happening in the subway, and it went viral and got 12 million views on BuzzFeed. So he's going to be there doing the late night set to keep us dancing.
There has been so much discussion about how much activism is now happening online, where people like a page or share a post. And there's a lot of self-reflection amongst activists about how to transform that energy into actually getting involved. And I know there's going to be a couple of opportunities to find out how to get further involved at the People's Inaugural Ball. Tell us about those.
Yes, there'll be a couple of interactive opportunities at the ball. The gals from Safe House, the volunteers from Safe House that are going to be at the event, are going to have something planned for us. They think they're talking about doing a hugging booth, and they're also going to be doing about some kind of art project that people can express themselves. And then there's a Facebook campaign going on called Calling In for Racial Justice. And it's a real easy way just to make an online statement about racial justice. And you'll have there'll be a photo booth there, and you'll have an opportunity to write on a whiteboard. It will say, I am anti-oppression and I am pro. And then you just say whatever your heart's desire. What are you pro for? And you'll get your picture taken, and it'll come up on Facebook as part of this larger campaign called Calling In for Racial Justice, which is just trying to bring some consciousness and awareness about racial justice issues.
So an opportunity to get involved on a social media platform, but
yes,
also maybe find out how you can get involved as a volunteer for one of these nonprofits.
Absolutely, you can get a volunteer for one of these nonprofits, and you can just make a statement on where your heart is and where your thoughts are about racial issues.
Well, it's all happening at the Boulder Theatre on January 20th. As we said, Hazel Miller will be there with Chris Daniels, Michael Hornbuckle, Matt Vorsmer, comedian Nancy Norton, and a whole bunch of local nonprofits that are very often working with communities that are more vulnerable or have always been vulnerable, but even more so now.
Yes.
And people can find out more. So where do people get tickets, and how can people then further engage, you know, moving beyond January 20th?
Okay, well, first let me tell you about tickets. They're on a sliding scale, so I wanted to make this event available to everybody. And the higher price tickets means just more money goes to the nonprofit. So all proceeds from this event goes to the nonprofits in a completely volunteer event. Nobody's getting paid, except hopefully there'll be some money to distribute to the nonprofits. There is a website. You can go directly to the Boulder Theater website to get tickets. And you can also go to our website, which is thepeoplesballboulder.org. thepeoplesballboulder.org, and you'll see more information about the performers. You can learn all about the nonprofits there, and you can see some videos of the entertainers.
Well, if people are looking for something to do the night of January 20th, there will be the People's Inaugural Ball, which is a celebration of community, connection and caring at the Boulder Theatre. peoplesballboulder.org has a lot more information, and we'll link to that at kgnu.org. Charlie Stein, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.